And in the newsroom this evening, Ben Croucher.
Good evening. After more than a week of fighting, a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is due to begin in 1 hour. The announcement was made a short time ago in Egypt, which has been leading mediation efforts. The US Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, who's been in Cairo, praised the Egyptian government for its role in the talks.
Now we have to focus on reaching a durable outcome that promotes regional stability and advances the security, dignity, and legitimate aspirations of Palestinians and Israelis alike.
Earlier, at least 13 people were injured in Tel Aviv when a bomb exploded on a bus. Hamas praised the attack. In Gaza, the Hamas health ministry says 17 people have been killed by Israeli rockets today. Protesters have gathered at a port of Ramsgate after a ferry used to export live sheep was forced to turn back because of bad weather. The Jolene had 700 animals on board. Government inspectors say they found no welfare issues with the sheep. However, Claire Kennett from the RSPCA says the decision to set sail in these kind of conditions is ridiculous.
This ship, the Jolene, is designed to sail on rivers. It's not designed to sail in the sea at all. So even during calm conditions, it's extremely unstable and it makes it extremely uncomfortable, to say the least, for the sheep. So to actually set sail in gale force winds is just quite simply cruel.
Frank Langrish from the National Farmers Union disagrees.
It's only 20-odd miles of water at the closest point. You know, animals travelled far greater distances. If you take the distance from the Highlands and Islands of Scotland, you come down from the Shetland, it's about 14 hours on a ship. So 6 hours on a ship across is minimal. But what they should be doing is going out of Dover, where it's only an hour and a half crossing.
The sheep are now being taken to a holding point in Kettering. In other news this afternoon, an SAS sergeant jailed for 18 months for illegally possessing a gun has been given permission to appeal against his conviction and sentence. It comes after the Conservative MP for Canterbury, Julian Brazier, led a parliamentary debate last night into the controversial imprisonment of Sergeant Danny Nightingale. He was given the gun by Iraqis he'd helped to train. His wife Sally was asked why they'd been given permission to appeal.
Huge support from going to number 10 Downing Street yesterday. The press, the media, the public, such support behind this case. And it's, you know, it's been in the papers. Everybody turns the TV on and it's there. And that's what's helped us get where we are today.
Elsewhere, almost 100 jobs are to go and 7 youth centres face an uncertain future in a radical shake-up of youth services in Kent. It will save the council almost £1.5 million, but KCC insist the quality of services will be maintained. Thousands of students have been marching through London in protest at rising tuition fees today. A breakaway group of anti-capitalist protesters tried to confront police blocking their access to Parliament Square. Matthew Stanley is the president of Mid-Kent College Students Union and is at the protest.
The fact of the matter is that the jobs aren't out there for students who graduate to go into. Students leaving college can't get work. So I think the argument you go to university, you get a better job, you should pay for it, I think is a bit redundant, because I think we also forget about the benefits that education brings to the whole of the society and the whole of the economy, because for every £1 you invest in education, the economy actually grows by £2.60. And with an economy that's contracting, what we need to do is invest in education.
Pressure's growing on the government to intervene after the Church of England rejected the ordination of women bishops. David Cameron says he's very sad at the decision, but says it's a matter for the church to decide. But the Labour MP Diana Johnson told the Commons that the move was in breach of equality laws.
Is it possible to have a statement from the Honourable Gentleman to set out what the church intends to do next, and also what this means in terms of the continuing discrimination in the other place of having only men eligible to sit in the House of Lords as Church of England bishops?
Yeah.
And the government borrowed £8.6 billion last month, an increase of £2.7 billion on October last year. The figure was higher than expected, partly because of a fall in corporation tax receipts. Kent's weather this evening, staying mostly dry overnight. Temperatures will dip for a time, but increasing cloud and winds will arrive towards this morning. Lows of 6 degrees, that's 43 degrees Fahrenheit. Tomorrow, some bright or sunny intervals during the day, but already quite windy. Highs of 13 degrees, that's 55 degrees Fahrenheit. BBC Radio Kent. It's 5 minutes past 6.